Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for WordPress plugins A to Z, not Z.
Brain stumped. It's episode 502, and we have plugins for wasting time, shipping goods, random text, meetings, logs, teasing the AI, and classic press options, all coming up on WordPress plugins from A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 80,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join us for a weekly, unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins from A to Z. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the brewery overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, I'm John Overall. And with me is the ever lovely
Amber Overall.
And we have the usual show for you today, but a couple of quick things right off the top. Make sure you go out there and have a good look at our new system for submitting artwork to the show over at wppluginsazed.com/artwork for those of you that want to contribute to the show by giving us some of your talent. There's also what you can do is there's also a link to the show art that has been submitted. You can go check out the art that's been submitted so far or what we've managed to get into the art gallery. Eventually, we're going to get it all in there. I swear to God, it's on my list of things to do, along with, 2 million other things. But this is a start. I also want to let everyone, just a quick reminder, we are now in the 51st week of 2 weeks to flatten the curve for the Rona, the greatest scam ever perpetrated on the entire world all at once. And it also came to my attention today that it is also the official one-year anniversary today of the day they declared the pandemic had occurred.
The one-year anniversary of the two-week lockdown.
No, the one-year anniversary of the two-week lockdown for us is next week.
Oh, okay.
We're at the 51st week. One more week to a year. But a week before they locked us down, the World Health Organization declared the pandemic. So I just thought I'd let everyone know that we've got these wonderful anniversaries for everyone to pay attention to. They're going to be, put down in history as days to go out and party. But don't forget to wear your mask and your spacesuit and everything else. All right.
Get one of those hamster bubble things so you can roll around and crash into everything.
There you go. All right, I'd like to recognize and acknowledge the No Agenda show because this is a value for value show and their show has been inspirational in this show and I'd like to recognize them for their stolen sound clips.
Squirrel!
Before I get started too far, you want to hang around at the end of the show for our Q&A segment with Amber. And for those listening on the podcast, you will want to check out the YouTube version, which has some great discussion before, after the show starts, and the full extent of the Q&A. So, with all of that, it is time for me.
Thank you for sharing, John. Now get down from that soapbox.
All right, I'll do that.
All right. This is number 10 of 52 episodes for 2021. It's episode 502. We are slowly making our way towards 600. I don't know how many people out there are interested in what goes on in the sky above us, but I'm a total star geek. And I'm rather excited about this asteroid that'll be passing by us on March 21st. I spent hours searching for some sort of plugin that would allow us to put the information direct from NASA or from somewhere into our sites. And I managed to find about 9 that were like star charts or pictures of the sky, what have you, but none of them are operational or working. I did a Google search and I found a bunch that were there, but they've all been shut down over the past year. It's really weird. It was very, very disappointing. Not even a NASA thing. Like, it hasn't been updated since, 6 years ago. If someone out there knows about a plugin that would show you just even pictures of the night sky that's still operational, I would love for you to let me know. I love watching night sky. I have a couple of apps on my phone and everything.
Cool.
Yeah. But even though I have a couple apps on my phone, I don't even look at those apps when I'm in my zone out space. Got to have at least an hour a day without any sort of media around. I have found it helps a lot with the mental fatigue of life. Best way to do it is to retreat from the world under a blanket, curl up on the couch, listen to some shows with no news hours, or to an audiobook. Drinks warm or cold, those help too. And remember, don't be afraid to tell your kids to bugger off for an hour. It's totally allowed to demand they not bother you unless they are broken, dying, or bleeding for the entirety of the hour. Maybe help them create their own sound spaces, and then walk away quietly while they're arranging it. You'll more than likely get about an hour to yourself this way. Just don't crumple any chip or cookie bags. Oh. And remember, remove all social media and mainstream news from your for your own mental health. Do this an hour a day, rinse and repeat as often as needed.
Absolutely. I do like the idea of some apps on your or apps or plugins for WordPress that would help star charting and stuff. Yeah, it's a shame. They probably built some nice ones back before WordPress started doing all their massive updates and breaking all the older plugins. There used to actually be, before WordPress started going crazy with its updates, there used to be some amazing plugins out there. And
yeah, I found a couple of them on my Google searches, man. They looked fantastic. Yeah.
That was one thing I truly enjoyed during the first 5 years of WordPress was how much creativity and how many creative plugins and ways you could use WordPress. But of course, part of the problem was that the guys that were creating those plugins, at that time, they were college students, so they were basically just practicing their coding skills. And as soon as they graduate college, they get a job with some, you know, big giant corporation, and whatever they did with WordPress, they just abandoned because, you know, now they're making six figure incomes, and WordPress is no longer important to them. So, and I seen that with quite a few, and that was a sad thing. Yeah, it was the heyday. The first 7 years of WordPress that I worked in it, 5 to 7 years of WordPress that I worked in it, was just the golden days of it. All right, because how old is my youngest is 12 this year, so I've been working WordPress for just over 12 years now.
Nice. Hendian said, no doubt they don't want people to panic when they see we're about to be hit. Just kidding.
Maybe. I don't know. It's like we've had an awful lot of asteroids. I did catch that. We had an awful lot of asteroids. We can't go down that road. All right, let's jump into the next segment here. All right, off we go.
Please, can everybody be quiet? Please be quiet.
Shut up!
Thank you. And now the WordPress news with John Overall.
All right, WordPress news. We do have some WordPress news here. First out the barrel is WordPress 5.7 is out. Don't update. Not yet. Hang on for a week or two, folks. There's a few breaky.
Give us some time.
There's a few breaky things in here. And we don't know what those breaky things are yet. So if you don't have auto updates, don't update it yet. Give it a week or two. Wait until other people have broken it. It just came out yesterday, the day before, last couple of days. I had one site that I just built up for a client that it auto updated because when I just launched that site for them, it's brand new. It's not launched. It's just I put in a basic install and I got the thing. Oh, shit. I forgot to go in and turn off the goddamn auto updates. Because WordPress now, when you install the latest version, like I installed 5.6, and it turns the auto updates on for everything, including core updates. Geez. So you got to be careful. Core updates are dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it way too often. Way too often. So at any rate, this one here, they have added a couple of quick things in here. One of them, this is going to be fun for me. I'm going to make so much money off of this one. It's the one-click HTTP to HTTPS conversion. This one's going to make me big bucks. I can just see it coming. Because there's still a lot of websites out there that are not using SSL. And most hosts now provide the SSL certificate for free. But converting a website from non-SSL to SSL actually takes a good hour and a half to 2 hours to accomplish properly. If you use the shortcuts such as plugins, it works, but it uses trickery and redirects. And that's part of what this does. This uses trickery and it does go in and try to change database. It's going to be very entertaining. I can see that one coming. So that's the only one that I really want to be out there. They got the easier to use editor, which I still have yet to use the Gutenberg editor. I've actually got to make the time to do that. I think I've got, we got now, we're in March, so we got another 8-9 months left before WordPress is going to abandon the classic editor. It's going to be a sad day for me because I really like the classic editor. All right.
Just before you move on, Hemdian said his site auto updates core, not plugins, looks okay so far. I'd say you're pretty lucky so far, Hemdian.
You're lucky. If you got updated and it didn't break anything, you're lucky. But auto updates for the core, when going, there's two versions of core auto updates. There's the major updates going from 5.6 to 5.7, or the point updates, 5.6, 6.1, 6.2, 6.3, etc. What they've got now, they've got it set to do major updates. The point updates, usually not so bad. They're usually not breakable stuff, although they did break a couple of things from 5.6.1 to 5.6.2. They introduced bugs that every time you exited your post page, it said, "Are you sure you want to do it?" Which is not not the end of the world, but just irritating. So bugs do get introduced. So that's why I'm always leery about auto updates. And I've seen way too many times the major updates from one version to the next version break numerous plugins and other things, break entire sites, white screen them. I love the white screen of death. That makes me lots of money too. So at any rate, glad that nothing's happened to you, Hemdian. All right. WordPress considers dropping support for IE11. Well, it's about bloody time. IE11. I'm surprised it still exists. All right, this is just
IE11. I don't even know what it is.
Internet Explorer 11. It was was the last version of Internet Explorer before they went to what do they call it now? It's called Microsoft Edge. It was the last version of Internet Explorer before they went to Microsoft Edge.
Okay.
So. Anything Internet Explorer, I'm surprised that everything that's still supported. I don't mind them dropping that. Yay for that. One less browser to have to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And this is a really great one. Yet again, WordPress.org or WordPress.com, headed by our illustrious dictator for life, Matt Mullenweg, is in another minor conflict. We discussed this conflict last show or the show before about their recommending on their website, recommending hosts. And he's saying, oh, these people don't pay for it, but strictly on their host or on that website page that it does say recommended. It says if you decide to go with the one and click through, some will donate a portion of your fee back. Back to who? Donate the fee to who? Who does the fee get donated to? But basically what they're saying is, yeah, these people do pay us, sort of, but we're not going to really tell you anything about it. Maybe. Another thing was interesting. I hadn't even noticed it because it's been a while since I've gone to the WordPress.org page and downloaded WordPress.org. Mm-hmm. And on the download page, it used to just be a big button and download the latest version of WordPress, you know, get the latest installation information, etc. But now they've stuffed and moved that down below, and right above it is the recommended two hosts they recommend, Bluehost and WordPress.com.
Oh.
So it's like, okay, yeah, no, they're not promoting them. No, not in the least. So anyway, it's a really interesting article. Asks a lot of questions that'll never be answered because these guys are unanswerable for their decisions because they got too much money, which is life. The more money you have, the less questions you have to answer. So one day when I have complete FU money, I will no longer answer questions.
Yeah, no, really surprising that they're still doing this. I mean, they're just kind of getting more obvious about it, really.
Well, no, they're trying to be less obvious while being obvious. They're trying to obscure what they're doing by not answering the questions that are asked while continuing to do it.
Okay, so like the kid who stole from the cookie jar saying, no, it wasn't me, while having the cookie behind the back.
Or having chocolate chip chocolate all over his face from the chocolate chips.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. I didn't do it. Well, okay, where'd that chocolate on your face come? What chocolate on my face? As they wipe it off real quick. Yeah, that's basically what they're doing. Yes. All right. WP Engine has launched something interesting, and I'm slowly starting to get a grasp on this headless WordPress thing. And so they've launched Atlas, a new program for helping those that want to run headless WordPress. And now that I'm getting a grasp on what it is, and so that other people might understand, and I didn't get any emails slapping me down aside from Hemdy and telling us what it was in the chat one day we were talking about it. But it's basically, it boils down to installing WordPress on a site and then running another WordPress and calling all your information from WordPress via APIs. WordPress is basically being used as your database call system, is what it turns out to be. You're not using WordPress as the website. You're using WordPress as the engine to drive your website. And your website might be built with other software to do things and use API calls. This next article here is one I'm rather excited about because I use the events calendar, what used to be known as the events calendar from Modern Tribe. I'm not sure who owns it now. They sold it recently, so it's owned by someone else, but it's still called the events calendar. But they added Elementor compatibility, meaning they've added some elements, some widgets for Elementor to display this calendar much more efficiently and cleanly, which will make my life a lot easier with my calendar because I use this calendar a lot. I've been using it for several years. It's really great. I even have the pro version, so, which is rather expensive, but worthwhile if you're using it in certain ways. So anyway, I'm rather glad about that. If you're using the events calendar in Elementor, go check this article out. It's a good rundown of all the features that come from the events calendar and now available in Elementor.
That seems like a really cool addition.
Yeah, I'm really happy about that.
Is it just me or is Elementor kind of gaining more and more traction?
No, Elementor is gaining more and more traction. I think they are the largest page builder out there right now. They'll lose traction once Gutenberg goes full-on full page builder. Once Gutenberg goes full page builder, they'll lose traction, but they'll still be in the number two spot because, of course, many people would just use Gutenberg because then they don't have to pay a fee to Elementor. I'm sure that's part of the reason why Elementor started adjusting their licensing fees so that they can ensure that they could stay in business. I mean, I don't begrudge them doing that. I'm really happy they decided to grandfather me in for the license that I have. So I don't begrudge them that because, you know, everybody needs to stay in business and everybody needs to charge a fee that will help them stay in business. If you don't charge the right amount of money, it doesn't matter what you do. You're not going to make the money you need to stay in business. So,
yeah.
But Elementor is, I really like Elementor. And from my perspective, it's getting better and better. So.
Me too.
All right. The final one we've got for the piece of news today is how to uninstall your WordPress plugins cleanly. Now, sooner or later, when you're building websites or redeveloping websites, you've got to replace old plugins with new ones. And this is a pretty good rundown of the basics of how to clean up your plugins. Starts with the usual basics. First, deactivate the plugin, then uninstall it. But not every plugin cleans itself up when you hit uninstall. Many plugins do not clean up the database when you hit uninstall. And so there's some really good instructions in here on how to go into your PHP admin and some recommendations for how to clean up and remove plugins. Also remove up folders that are left behind on plugins because sometimes a plugin will remove its main folder, but when it created alternate folders, it leaves that junk behind too. So it's a really good outline of how to go about cleaning up plugins from your WordPress website. So you'll want to go check that article out.
I was honestly surprised. I had no idea about the leftover folders and stuff until I read this.
Yeah.
Very informative.
It is. It was a really well done article. Something I would have done about 7 or 8 years ago when I was big into article writing. Okay. This is the segment I like to acknowledge right off the top, you know, recognize the supporters of our show, those that come in here and really do a good job of letting us know what they think of the show. And
it's time to donate to WP Plugins A to Z.
There we go. Those that donate to the show, recognize the show. And the donations come in multiple ways. And it comes as time, talent, or treasure. And what we're looking at is you give time to the show by helping us out with the website, doing things that we can't do, give us talent, you know, artwork. Artwork for the show is great. We could use some more artwork. I'm down to like three pieces of art left now. So all you artists out there listening, please, man, we need some artwork and need some good tests of the system for submitting artwork. We managed to get one submitted, so I know it works, but we could use some more artwork. This week here, I'd like to recognize Angel Lemieux of Koa Digital, who donated this week's artwork, and it is what my brain has been for last week. It's just been stumped. I've been unable to get myself fully motivated to get moving through my day and getting my work done. Must be pre-spring fever or something. But anyway, it's a really great piece of art. I kind of like the hat. I'm not sure if it's not coon skin. It looks, I'm not sure what the hat is. It's a furry hat and a goofy face. And kind of how I feel at the moment. Not quite my face.
It almost looks like a squirrel or something.
Yeah, there we go. Squirrel. It does look like a squirrel hat. Those look like squirrel skin. Squirrels make good hats. And if you're starving, they're edible. So remember that when you're hungry. Problem is they're hard to kill with a rock and a BB gun. You will need at least a 22 to do a good clean kill of them. And they're not that hard to clean. I haven't cleaned one, but from what I've seen, they're not that hard to clean. Anyway, thanks a lot, Angel. Greatly appreciate it. Go check out Angel Lemieux at Koa Digital and keep sending in the artwork for us. We also like to acknowledge those who have donated money to the show. At this point here, if you've donated $50 or more, we will happily shout out your name, your note, and everything else you have to say, good, bad, or indifferent about us. But alas, we don't have anyone this week. But a big thank you to those of you who have donated under $50. There's a couple of small subscriptions that come in regularly. You know, a few bucks here, a few bucks there. Well, thank you very much. It's greatly appreciated. And a big, big thank you to those who have hired me, either hired our talents for web design or hired me for doing your web hosting. Thank you very much. That is as good as supporting the show. And I know you've come through the show and that's how you got here. So thank you very much. I greatly appreciate that. And I am still pimping out my daughter here. If you want to see her pretty little mug in the live stream, in other words, we would send her video direct to the screen so you could see her live. Well, it's going to cost you $500. Time to get out there and start a GoFundMe because I don't think anyone's going to do that. But I'm daring y'all. I'm daring you. Get out there and cough up $500. Links are in the show notes to go donate it.
Another, it'd be really interesting if someone actually does cough up $500.
Oh, it'd be great. I'll be ecstatic if they do. Although it means work for me because now I have to figure out how to get your stream to show up in the stream and all. It means work. It means I actually have to do some work, and I hate work. But hey, we do what we must. You know, when we're pimping ourselves out, we do what we must when they come in.
Yep.
All right, and. So thank you for donating to folks, and greatly appreciate it. I had another thought there in my head, and it got erased on that moment.
Sorry about that.
That's quite all right. If you'd like to send us something physically, you can always send something to 20754 East Fairview Road, Victoria, B.C., Victor 9 Alpha 5 Tom 9, and we'll be happy to collect anything you want to send there. You know, and that is our post office box. So, hey, send it all in. That's really all I've got. So thank you, everyone, for helping support the show and helping it to continue on its way. All right, so off we go. It is the time of the show where everyone tunes in for. It's time for us to dive into the depths of plug-in depravity. All right, first off, Classic Press Options. It seems we do have a little bit of Classic Press this week. We have a plugin that was recently discovered by my marketing manager when she was correcting all my spelling mistakes in the notes. And it is called Block Plugins Update, version 1, release candidate 1. And what is it supposed to do? It's an easy click on the unlock side. Easy click on the unlock lock on the plugin page. The lock gets closed and updates. Oh, it's an easy way to prevent updates with Classic Press. Oh, cool. So it blocks all updates. All right, that's a pretty cool plugin. WordPress needs one of those. WordPress needs that plugin. You just go through and click, 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 lock them all down. All right, so that's a pretty cool plugin. I kind of like it. It's not something I've used, so I can't give it a rating, but it's good to know that plugins are being developed for Classic Press. Hopefully more stuff will come down the pike. Those of you that listen that use Classic Press alongside WordPress, if you got something for us, send it in. We'd greatly appreciate it. Also, the usual for Classic Press, all the links to their forums and everywhere else. Is off we go into WordPress plugins. And the first one I've got for you this week was one that was sent in to us. It was sent in by Alden Gannon, and it is called Event Agent AI. And this is a plugin that's supposed to help with your events using an AI. Features, there we go. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's not what we want. That's WP Cal IO. Event Agent AI, here we go. Here's the link for it. It's to automatically assist your website in producing the most popular events or bringing in other events. It's an event generation platform. I'm not entirely certain what it does. I only skimmed through it. But because it was sent in to us, I wanted to bring it to everyone's attention. It looks like an interesting plugin. It looks like an interesting event calendar. And that's basically what it seems to be, is an event calendar plugin. Looks kind of neat. I kind of like the layouts in it. I don't know if that's default stuff or stuff you have to go through and customize, but it does look like a very useful plugin. So go check this one out. It's Event Agent AI. And according to their description, Event Agent is an event calendar plugin that uses AI to market your events. Oh, so it uses them to market your events. I don't know where it markets them to. I guess it markets them to the other AIs out there on the internet. Must be quite a few.
Maybe you have to choose where it goes?
Yeah, maybe. Behavior science, how you get paid, features and pricing. I don't know. There's a lot to it. Go check it out, folks. Currently, I'd give it a 3 dragon rating based on what I see.
And the first one I've got for you is MeetFox. It's a really nice, easy, simple to use book meeting button. There's a few options on how the button looks, depending on whether you want to be floating or pop up or just be static.
Book meeting button?
Yes, book meeting. It's like what you do is you put in the link to like a calendar or something, and they click the button and they get to book a meeting with you.
Oh, so it's just a button. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's really simple, really easy to use, and it's completely free. Great for people who are just starting up their website or who are just getting into this whole area. There's really not much to say about it. It's pretty simple, straightforward, easy to use. I rate it 5 dragons.
All right. Just knocked over my small glass of stuff here. Damn it.
Shouldn't do that.
No, I shouldn't. Shouldn't knock things over on my desk to have liquid. Because that means I have to stop and clean things up and soak up the liquid before it ends up in places that it shouldn't.
Gotta fix the flood,
man. Podcaster down, podcaster down. Gotta get up underneath the thing from my monitor and get that all cleaned up. There we go. All right.
You know, it's funny. We all think that our desks are flat until we spill something on it, and then we realize just how awkward and crooked our desks actually are.
Oh, yeah, they're a mess. They're a mess.
Oh, yeah.
Can't believe I did that. That's such a shame. All right.
Sayak, your desk will be a lot cleaner now.
Well, just the one corner.
Well, the one corner will be much cleaner.
It didn't get very far. All right. Let's move it along here. You're lucky I managed to get my 5 dragon rating out on that one. All right. Next thing I've got for you here. This will start out here. I had mentioned a plugin in the last show called A to Z Canada Post. I mentioned it in episode 501. And I was going to get back to on it, see how it came. Well, I finally had some time last week because I'm using this plugin on my own e-commerce store for the Rogue's Tavern. And when I went to set it up, I found out that it was a third-party system, and it had a hell of a lot of crap to go through to set it up.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, yeah, okay. Well, I overrated that one. I have to knock that one all the way down to a 2 just for my disappointment. All right, so I can't recommend that one. So I did do some research and started digging into plugins for shipping for Canada Post. And I came up with Canada Post Shipping for WooCommerce. This is a very nice plugin, very easy to use. It sets up, it is the free version, it has a premium version, which is not the end of the world. It just means you have less control over the fine tuning of the plugin. All you have to do is go to Canada Post, get your account, set up your account at Canada Post, then get your API keys from Canada Post, insert them into this thing here, and then as you're building out your products in WooCommerce, you got to make sure you put a weight in your product, how much it weighs. Because what it does is now it connects to Canada Post, and it's based on the postal code that you set up in the plugin to determine, okay, where you're shipping from this postal code, it's going to go to this postal code in Canada, so it's going to cost you this much based on the weight of the product. And of course, it adds up the total weight of all the products you're going to be shipping to give that person a total estimate of the cost, which is a pretty cool feature. And I did test it out, and it does seem to give accurate prices. Although you can't control the title, it puts the title up as snail mail. So, which I thought was cool, but okay, whatever. You can go buy the premium version. It's not that much. It's $29. I'm not ready to spend the money yet because I'm not making money in my store yet. I will probably end up buying it. And once you buy the premium version, you can go in and control that. It also will give other options for Canada Post too for types of shipping. So it's a really interesting plugin. It does seem to work very well. And because it's got a premium version, I only tested it free. I only give it a 4 Dragon rating. But go check this one out if you're looking for a plugin to ship using Canada Post. And it's called Canada Post Shipping for WooCommerce.
Actually, I really like the sound of that. It sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty nice and useful.
Sucks that the first one turned out to be such a disappointment, though.
Yeah, I was really saddened by that one because it just looks so cool. But that's life. Sometimes you get winners, sometimes you get losers.
Yeah. So the next one I have is Logtivity. I think that's how I say it.
Yep, that looks like it. Logtivity.
This is a site tracker. It keeps records of the activity on your site and sends you logs of it, hence the name. This is a fairly fresh plugin. It's been nicely kept up so far. Unfortunately, these guys get a point removed almost right away from me because it's a third party. You have to go and make, well, sorry, not third party. You have to make an account with them like a third party, mm-hmm. like you would have to on a third party site. You can't do anything with this plugin until you make an account with them, and they get to keep a copy of everything
of
that
all
you
your
get a
data.
Copy of.
They get all your data.
Yes. So it's totally free. You just have to give them all of your information. So,
which means
that bombed down a point.
Which means they collect a lot of useful information that they can then use for marketing.
Yes. It has some really good options, I have to admit. Mm. You can be as watchful as you like, right down to recording the login names to see specifically who is doing what on your site. You are able to customize log events and able to keep every log you receive if you so desire. So have it on a hard copy. When I dug a bit into this, I found out that a lot of these plugins that are free like this, you can look at your log, but unless you like print it out, you can't keep it. This one, it'll actually keep it for you. It doesn't delete it automatically after a certain amount of time. It just keeps it. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, that it is.
And so if you're needing to understand what's most popular and what's least popular on your site, you need to figure out whatever, use this for anything. I do recommend it. It is free. It's kind of irritating that you have to set an account with them. But, I mean, that's what you're going to get when you look for a free mm-hmm. plugin like this.
Well, you're already giving all that data to Google anyway when you set up Google Analytics. So,
exactly. So I rate this at 4 Dragons.
Yeah, not too bad. But one nice thing about it is obviously that means you're not taxing your own server. Like there are plugins that do the same thing that keep all the data on your server. The problem with those plugins, and I've used them in the past, is that as the time goes on and the data collection gets more and more, it actually slows down your website because the tables get too big. So by having the data offloaded to a third party, you don't run into that problem. So I can see an advantage of that. And let's face it, if you're signed up for Google Analytics, and let's face it, who isn't? You're giving the exact same information to Google. So because it's where do people go on your website? What are they doing? And then these guys here run their AI through it and compare it to multiple other sites of similar function and come up with some patterns. And then they use that to sell advertising, I'm sure. So,
Hemdy is trying to remember the saying, if you're not the customer, you're the commodity.
Yep. If it's free, you're the product.
Product. There we go.
That's the big thing. If it's free, there's no such thing as a free lunch. I do not believe in a free lunch. if you're getting it free, then you're the product.
Yep.
Yeah. It's always been like that. That's how the internet was created. You know, and once they realized, and once they started creating the AIs or the bots, the artificial bots to run through the data, collate the data, combine it together and put it together with words and stuff, they made it much easier to rip that data apart, analyze it, and pick out patterns. Basically, all the AI does is it picks out patterns faster than the human brain does.
Very useful.
Yeah. That's all it can do. All right. So the next one I have for you here is one that I was kind of excited about as a way for me to put on my website and waste tons of fun time, and that's the embed solitaire with an iframe onto your website. It was supposed to work with a simple short code, but alas, I was so disappointed. I went to make it work, and it wouldn't work, and I'm reading it, and I'm going back, and I'm reading, and it's like okay, well, it should work, and then I got the part where it says, well, it's dependent upon our website, and I was like, okay, well, maybe their website's down right now, and I went and looked, and nope, their website was working fine. I managed to waste a whole 10 minutes before I went, oh, what am I doing? I'm sitting here playing solitaire. Solitaire is like a horribly addicting thing.
It really is.
Especially computerized, because you move so much quicker. So at any rate, I ended up really disappointed. I was looking forward to having something on my site where I could direct people to just waste time, and I could run messages underneath it to, you know, to play with their mental and flash them subliminal messages to just buy everything or some other things while they're sitting there. At any rate, unfortunately, because I couldn't get it up and running, and I have to give this one a 2 dragon rating. So sad.
Oh, a sad day for dragon ratings for you today.
So sad. But if they fix it, I'll keep an eye on it. Maybe they'll fix it. Maybe it's just a glitch. They bring it back and I'm able to test it, I'll pop it right back up too. I was ready to give it a 5 if it was working, but it's probably worthy of a 5. You know, anything that's an absolute time waster for people, it's got to be a 5. All right.
You know, you could always use the snake game to do what you were just talking about.
No, I never liked the snake game.
Really? Yeah. I love that game.
Yeah, well. Anyway, it's called Embed Solitaire iframe. It may work. It is a brand new plugin. It had just been out like 10 days or something, so maybe they just launched a glitchy version. All right. Next up.
I was just reading Hemdian's note. There may be no such thing as a free lunch, but in Calgary during Stampede Week, there is such thing as a free breakfast, or there was back in the day. Yes, I used to do security at the Calgary Stampede. There is always free breakfast there.
Yeah, well, you gotta get some food into those cowboys who'd been drinking all night, because now they got to get back on the bulls.
Lots of coffee, too.
Yep, lots of coffee, unless they're young and stupid.
And it's not bad. They actually make decent coffee there. At least they did when I was doing security there.
Yeah, well.
So the last one I've got, I think. Yeah, it's the last one. It is any ipsum. And it is related to the bacon ipsum. It's another unique ipsum plugin. I know I certainly get bored of the same fake writing all the time. Doesn't everyone else?
No, never.
And if you take this ipsum and you mix it with the Ye Olde Pirate plugin, you will have a fantastic time reading what you get. Oh. It is just so entertaining.
Cool.
Yep. So this works pretty simple. You just plug it in, throw in the short code, choose your mix, or put in your own words and let it rip. Totally free. And it definitely makes for a really fun time when you start playing around with it.
Yep.
I do recommend this, and it gets a 5 dragon rating.
Now let's read a little sample from their showing. Here we go. Where'd that go? Pancetta fatback strip steak ground. Ground round pastrami. Tail ball tip. Pork chop meatloaf jerky ribeye. Beef ribs, corned beef, andouille flank sausage. Yeah, it sounds like a fun one to create some good lorem ipsum text, which could almost make sense.
Yeah, and if you actually throw in the old pirate, some of those words become really weird.
Yeah, they become like, piratized.
Become boon, and yeah.
They become piratized.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this show still, well, this is, it's not a sponsor. It's just me promoting myself here.
Are you tired of the same old web hosting? Not having the resources you need to run your website properly? Having a lack of control? Then you need johnoverall.com web hosting, providing you with all the resources you need to smoothly run your WordPress website or ClassicPress website. With strict limits on the number of clients allowed per server, johnoverall.com provides high-quality, fast server performance. Visit johnoverall.com for web hosting that won't slow you down.
Absolutely. High-quality hosting, and just so everyone knows, the last server is starting to fill up quick, man. Once I fill that server, I will not take any more clients until one leaves me. And the interesting thing is it's very rare for a client to leave me. I have clients that have been with me now for 21 years. So,
pretty amazing, really.
Yeah, so my clients generally don't leave. I've had a few leave, but they were impatient people. There's always periods of time where a company has a rough time. Maybe they have a rough week because their servers have problems or failures happen, and these people get all pissy and they go, "Fine, I'm leaving you." It's like, "Okay, fine. I'm not going to argue with you. Bail." Whatever you. But if they'd have stuck around, they would have ended up with better, higher quality service, but they didn't. So that's the thing is, it's like if someone's been good, I found over the years, my clients tend to forget that, oh, they've had 2 or 3 years of solid uptime, no problems. And then I have maybe a day or two of problems and they suddenly get all bitchy. It's like, wait a minute, didn't you notice that it ran perfect for years? And now we have a problem. Problems happen. Give people a break. If they can't solve the problems, then you leave them.
Yeah.
You know, but that was I still have clients that have been with me for 21 years now, since I first started my hosting business. Actually, I'm going on 22 years now because I started my hosting business in 1999.
Amazing.
So, and they've been with me through the transition from server to server to quality, from crap to quality to poor to quality, and now on high quality servers. Mm-hmm. All right, and contests. We do not have a contest right now. We have decided to put the contest on hiatus for a while. We weren't getting a lot of response from people out there, all you wonderful listeners out there. We just haven't been getting a response. So we decided to put them on hiatus for a while and work up a few things with it. We will be bringing them back. It'll take a few weeks till we bring it all back again, but we'll keep mentioning it week after week. I do want to thank Steve Goodtime, Brent Matthews for the jingle that we play, and Charlie, who is helping us get it, the contest all organized and put together. So thank you very much to those folks out there. All right, and we'll close out a couple things before we jump into the Q&A segment with Amber. And first off, the plugins I covered up here today was the Embed Solitaire iframe, for which I rated a 2 Dragon due to the fact I could not get it to function at all. The Canada Post shipping for WooCommerce, which I gave a 4, which I was rated, I rated at a 4 Dragons because it's a freemium version plugin. And the Event AI, the Event Agent AI, which markets your events, which I rated at a 3 Dragon.
And I covered Any Ipsum, which I rated 5. Logtivity, I don't know why I had such a hard time with that one. I rated that 4. And Meet Fox, which I rated 5.
All right. And a couple of quick reminders. Meetups are going to be coming back soon. I've still got room I've got to use up some space on. I need to reach out to them folks and see about making sure they understand they still owe me, I think, 3 nights of meeting room space. And we do have the Hike Club for Men, which is all set up for an event coming this Sunday. For anyone who wants to check it out, just go to the Rogues Tavern or go to hikeclubformen.com. And the WordPress meetup, there will be one this summer, an outdoor one, and it'll be combined. It'll be a combined Rogues Tavern, Hike Club for Men, No Agenda, my birthday party, a whole bunch of things all at one time. So it's going to be a great time. It's basically a good day for partying and drinking.
Totally.
Absolutely. And it will be held at the Oasis. you want to know what the Oasis looks like, go check out theroguestavern.com. Okay, if you're not getting enough of us, you can go check out Amber and I every Tuesday evening at 9 p.m. We do another podcast for the Rogues Tavern. It's Shooting the Shit at the Tavern. All right, it is time for...
It's question and answer time.
What, Amber?
So if anyone out there has any questions that they'd like to have me ask, send them to me at amber@wppro.ca and I'll read them out for you and get you some answers. My first question is, what is TLS 1.0?
TLS 1.0 is Transport Layer Security version 1.
Okay, again, what is it? I don't understand.
Well, you asked what it is. That's what it is.
What is it?
What does it do? Well, it does nothing anymore. Okay. They've disabled it. It's no longer functioning on the internet. It's one of the things that's caused the internet to break in the last few weeks was the fact that they disabled TLS 1. I can't remember if they're on 2.5 or 3. I'm not even sure what version of TLS we're on now. I should be paying attention to it, but I paid tech guys to keep my servers up to date now. At any rate, transport layer security, it is the layer of security that is used for the end-to-end encryption on your website when you're using SSL encryption on your website, and it's transmitting the data between the website and your browser, and the transport layer security is the layer that the security is transported on. I really don't have a lot of explanation for it because my brain knows what it is and what it does, but it doesn't know how to explain it in English. Or even to explain it non-English, it's the thing on the internet that is used for transmitting data securely, is what it is.
Okay, so it's the thing that makes it possible for a IP address to do a handshake with a website.
Yes, there you go. Yeah, and okay. as Hemdian just popped in for us to help us out, it's TLS encrypts the API communications.
Okay, I understand that.
And I know that they have basically turned off TLS 1 because it was getting old and insecure, or probably it was becoming crackable. So they're getting rid of it and they moved to the next level, which is version 2. And I think there's a 2.5. I'd have to go look at my server to see what's set up in there. Like I said, I don't do all of that work anymore. I pay tech guys to manage it for me. So
I'm just going to add a question in here. How do you know what version you have? How do you even have a version?
Your server has the version. The server is sending the data. As Hemdian just said, if you have an API that's sending credit card info, you don't want that sent in clear text.
Okay.
And, you know, it's like a lot of things on the internet nowadays, very little is sent via clear text. You know, that's why if you log on to a WordPress website that is not using SSL, there's a big warning that says, warning, the data you transmit here might be sent as plain text or might be viewable by others because the data is being sent as plain text when it's not sent via SSL. And SSL is sending it, but TLS is the encryption protocol. SSL is the encryption protocol. It's like...
So how would you know if you are on TLS 1.0 or not?
It won't work right now. Your site breaks. Things break if you're on TLS 1. Things are breaking. I think we had a brief discussion of it last week or the week after. I had an article about TLS 1. Mm-hmm. And it was the fact that it's been replaced or it's been what's the word I'm looking for? I want to say defunct or deprogrammed, defunded.
Upgraded?
No. They have a term when they're turning off protocols for things, or they're getting rid of lines of code. I can't remember the term right now. But anyway, that's what TLS is. It's just for your transport layer security, for transmitting your data securely so that it's encrypted and no one can grab the data, but it makes it hard for them to see what that data is, unless they've got a supercomputer and they've got good encryption running.
I had to ask you because when I tried researching it myself, there was no plain English used. It was just, it was all these acronyms and short things. And
That's why I said, I understand it only because I think it was about 3 or 4 years ago, one of my servers, we started having problems with our TLS protocols on it for some strange reason. It started having problems with the protocols, and we had to go through a week of fixing the protocols, reinstalling stuff, uninstalling stuff, and that's where I had to learn about it. And that's why it's still stuck in my head, is because I spent so much time fixing something. And that was back before I was paying the guys mostly full-time to manage my servers. I had to do this myself. So it was something I had to learn how to fix.
Hemdian added, server will support a range of TLS and other parts.
Yep.
Same with client. When comms are initiated, client and server will negotiate a common one.
Yes.
So TLS support is baked into your browser. I like that.
Yes. Yeah, okay, that's true. He's correct there. But TLS 1 is being removed. TLS 1 is being defuncted, deprogrammed. It begins with a D. Depreciated. TLS 1 is being depreciated. And as it's depreciated, it's going to disappear. And it started breaking the internet last week as it's being depreciated across the internet. Because many places support it. Okay, next question.
I think it may have been the last episode you mentioned something about CSS hiding elements and penalization for it. Do you remember that? And do you remember what you were talking about?
I vaguely remember it, but I can tell you what I was talking about. CSS, with CSS, you can hide any element or text blocks you want in your your site, but you're only hiding it from your visitor who looks at your website. You're not hiding it from the search engines, because you hide it, but the text is still printed in the background. That when you look at, like, you can go to a page and you can right click on a page and then you can hit view page source, and then you can see the source code of the page. You can see what is output on the page, which is all the code of the site and how it's output for everyone. And there will be hidden elements in there. And one of the things that that Black Hat SEO artists use to help people improve their website, they'll create a block of text at the bottom of the page with a whole bunch of stuff in it to supposedly help the search engines, and then they'll put CSS on it and say, hide this element. So a user will never see that block of text, but the search engines will see it. Well, the search engines also see the hide command from CSS. So what they think is, hey, they're trying to scam us here. They don't want users to see this, but they want us to see it. And so they could penalize you for it, because they will think, hey, they're trying to scam us. So that's why hide works well when you're hiding certain types of elements, but if there's lots of blocks of text or other things in there, it could give you a serious SEO penalty.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. My next question is, why do plugins get closed down? Is it the people who like created them, or is it something else that shuts them down? Like, do you know?
Okay, I do sort of have an answer. Well, we've got another question that's sort of related to that one, and I think that's a good point to split the show. So what's the second question?
Why do plugins stop working if they are kept up to date and you are up to date on your website?
Okay. All right, so these sort of related to each other, sort of not, but we'll come back to these. We're going to close out the show, let my girl take us out of here. I'm going to enjoy my shot, and we will come back in a moment or two.
Reminders for the show. All show notes can be found at wppluginsa2z.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsa2z.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also leave us a review on our Facebook page, using wppluginsa2z.com/Facebook. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Follow the show on Twitter at wppluginsa2z. John can also be reached at his website, johnoverall.com, or email him directly, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.